It is my great privilege and my deep joy to introduce our preacher today, Reverend Alfred Knight, who is presently the associate minister of the Greater Harvest Church here in Rochester, has worked on the staff of Grace of God Recovery House for the past 20 years. I have known Al for 28 years. He has earned his CASAC degree as a substance abuse and addiction counselor. He received his Master's of Divinity from the Northeastern Seminary. He is married to his beautiful wife, Betty, and presently he is an inpatient counselor at Unity Chemical Dependency at Parkridge Hospital. Al has an incredibly powerful journey. I call his journey a journey from the alley to the altar. Reverend Al.
Good morning, Spiritus. I'd like to take some time to just say thanks to Reverend Myra, to Reverend Mary, to Father Jim, and to Sister Margie, and to this great community called Spiritus Christi. For the past, as you've given me the opportunity to preach to you today, as you celebrate 20 years of the Grace of God Recovery House, helping men and men who suffer from chemical dependency. I bring you greetings from my pastor, Seymour Johnson, from Greater Harvest Church. Spiritus, I'd like to tell you a story about Reverend Alfred B. Knight, Jr. Like any other family, I grew up in a two-parent home with two loving parents, four siblings. When I was 12 years old, I started drinking alcohol and experimenting with drugs. As time went on, alcohol had consumed and took a more important role in my life. In my early teens, I had my first child. In my early 20s, my second child was born. Hidden in the background was my chemical dependency addiction I was using every day. Due to the progression of my illness, I could no longer be a parent. I could no longer maintain employment. And I became a homeless, what you would call, wino. I could not see at that time that Jesus Christ was looking out for me when I could not look out for myself. The churches and the communities was giving me food and sometimes providing me shelter. They were about our Father's business when Jesus Christ says, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me." Yes, Spiritus, you could say I was living through some very dark days because of my addiction had took over my life. During one of my drinking moments and drugging moments, I had an encounter with Jesus Christ in an alley. He said so clearly to me that he's called me to preach the gospel. I said right after I heard that, "You must be crazy," and I walked out that alley and kept on drinking and drugging. The last 4 years of my alcohol and drug use was horrible. It got worse as worse can get. However, churches were continuing to help me through some dark days. I got introduced to Sister Margie, Father Jim, through the Corpus Christi Church meal program. I marveled at that community because they would give you a bag lunch if your number did not get called for the people who prepared food for the people who was in need of food for that day. I marveled and we walked off happy with our bag lunch. What a mighty God we serve. As time went on, alcohol and drug use progressed to where I was physically addicted. I hit my bottom, church. That means that I could no longer live without alcohol or drugs or live with it. During this time, I had another encounter with Sister Margie. I told her I would not be one of her projects. I told her I would give up my drugs, but I would continue to have my beers. The funny thing about that, Margie never asked me to be her project. I could not see at that time that I really was reaching out for help because my life was out of control. A few months later, under the Cork Street Bridge, because I was homeless wino, I reached over for my alcohol, and at the same time, I said I could no longer live a life like this. However, if I did not drink, I would get physically sick. So I consumed that alcohol, and on March 30th or 31st, which I cannot remember, in 1991, I reached out to Margie on April 1st and asked her for help. She helped me. She took me to an inpatient program for help, and as time went on, my life had changed. I stayed at Dimitri House for 7 years and had the blessed blessing of living with that community of recovering men. As this community transitioned to the Spiritus Christi, I maintained contact with Sister Margie, Reverend Mary, Reverend Myra, and Father Jim. I got married on February 20th, 1998 to Betty, and we have been married for 21 years. I'm about ready to start running around because the Baptist is getting ready to come out in me. I became a deacon at Zion Hill Missionary Church. I joined the staff at the Grace of God Recovery House and learned how to help men to recover from their addiction to chemicals. As time went on, I witnessed great miracles through the Grace of God Recovery House. I witnessed one person who got their life back, and we became friends that for the past 18 years, we have been going fishing on opening bass day. What a mighty God we serve. Another resident at the Grace of God Recovery House got his life back and he recovered. He started working at a local restaurant. I went in to get something to eat and had no idea he was working there. All of a sudden, there was this big yell, "Hey Al, I'm still clean and sober, and he is a member of this church today." What a mighty God we serve. Another resident that came was on his deathbed, literally was dying. He recovered, and for the past 17 to 18 years, he's been coming back to the Grace of God Recovery House, sharing his blessed gift of sobriety with the men. What a mighty God we serve. There was one resident that touched, I'm getting ready to run, y'all. I'm getting ready to, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. There was this one resident that stands out in my mind. He came to the Grace of God Recovery House, and we have a meeting called Sharing for Life that meets every Wednesday. During one of these meetings, we told him, our group, told him how much we love him. He looked at us and says, how can a bunch of strangers say that they love me? He flat out did not believe us. Now, the same gentleman tells men in the same house, in the same meeting, that he loves them. And he is a powerful example because he is a faithful member of this church. What a mighty God we serve. I'm here to say thank you, Spiritus. I'm here to shout great tidings to you, Spiritus. I remembered the call on my life. I became an ordained reverend. I began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. I just come to lift up this community. I just come to shout great tidings to the Spiritist community. You don't know the impact that you have over our lives through Jesus Christ. I know for a fact that some of you got kids, some of you got brothers, some of you got sisters, some of you got mothers who have this very same illness that we're talking about. I just come to say thank you because we are a beacon of light, that there is hope to recover from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. You ought to shout hallelujah. You ought to give God some glory. You ought to give God some praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. They want me to be the face of Grace of God Recovery House. I come to tell you the only way I'll accept that privilege and honor, if Spiritus, if you all stand on your feet, if you all raise your hands to heaven, and if you all, we are the face of Grace of God Recovery House. Give God some glory. Give God some praise. Shout joy. This joy I have, you have a part in it. Look at what you have helped to come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spiritus. I just come by to lift you up. I just come by to say thank you to this community. I just come by, keep spreading your love, because love covers a multitude of sins. Love bring us back to Jesus. Shout yeah.
Yeah.
Shout yeah.
Yeah.
Now say amen, church. Amen, church.
Amen,
church.
Amen.
Keep serving God.